What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 220. All right. So we've been kind of going through this whole basketball thing lately with my kids. In fact, every single night of the week this week has been a different basketball game, and that also includes for tonight. So if you're local, hey, make sure you come out and support these girls. But having said that, I had a memory pop up from a couple of years ago, and it just spurred a lesson for me that I think is vital. I'm going to walk you through a little bit of the background. Believe me, this whole podcast is not going to be about my daughter and her basketball career, but there are some very, very vital lessons in there that I know we all can learn from, because it's pretty crazy when I saw this memory pop up, and you guys will understand what I'm talking about here in a second, but I promise it'll be worth it. Also, going down that path of worth it, make sure you guys are getting some Crosso meat. You know, we got all the stuff in stock right now. Get yourself the steaks. If you need something last minute for Super Bowl, might be able to ship it to you. Well, probably won't be able to ship it to you. You have to come grab it here if you're local. Get the soaps, get the salves. These things have been going crazy. All of our completely natural tallow soaps, salves, get your moisturizer, all that type of stuff. You know, get the good soap that doesn't have all the nasty stuff in it. Go to crossomeats.com. You can shop any of the meat products and shop any of the soaps, any of the salves. Get yourself clean inside and outside. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for another solo episode. So this week, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of girls basketball. My oldest, who got pulled up to the varsity team, been following along a lot of basketball. Literally every night this week is a basketball game between my oldest son and, you know, my son and my oldest daughter. Literally every day of the week, every single day of the week. And depending on what happens with the game tonight, might be 6 days in a row of a basketball game that we've been attending. So there you go. That's cool. So what I wanted to chat with you about today is something, and I'll probably do a post about this in the next couple of days also, because, you know, it's just so cool to see progress. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there, and kind of what I talked about last week, you know, there are a lot of people out there who want you to be successful, but maybe not too successful, right? But at the same time, like I think sometimes with us, we're so immersed in our day-to-day life that it's hard to see the exponential gains that happen over a relatively short period of time. I mean, most of us, let's face it, like most of us live our days or our life kind of day-to-day, right? Like maybe we have that plan, you know, we're going on a trip in this summer, or, you know, we've got this going on. But again, so many of us are just very short-sighted, and I would include myself in this. In fact, it's something I've tried to get better at, but I'm still not great at. But, you know, it sometimes really hurts us. It hurts me. I guess I can speak for myself in this, to be very short-sighted, because you don't really see the progress that you're making when you're in the storm, right? It's like if you are in the middle of this big old huge storm, and you know, you're walking as fast as you can and you're gaining ground, but everywhere you look, you're still in the storm and it just doesn't feel like you're getting anywhere. And sometimes I feel like that makes you want to just stop in the middle of the storm, throw your hands up and just be like, the hell with it. I'm just going to stay in the storm forever. But what I am here to tell you is that as long as you are continually progressing and working, you will get better. And the reason why I bring this up is, so I had this memory pop up on Facebook, and this goes to kind of this week of basketball, why I bring that up. And it's a picture of 2 years ago with my daughter's team. She was in sixth grade playing up on the middle school team. And it was a picture of all these girls. And she wasn't a very good basketball player at that time. You know, I loved basketball growing up, probably more of a football guy, but loved basketball growing up. And so like, I always just kind of envisioned when I had kids, they would love basketball, hopefully be really good at basketball, excel in it, maybe become all conference, whatever, maybe even go play college. Who knows, right? But with my oldest daughter, she didn't mind playing, and she's been playing since from a pretty young age, right? Like all of my kids, I am the dad. I play catch with my kids when they're little. Like I never want my kid to be out on the basketball court, and this is no offense to anybody out there. It was just one of my goals. You probably all have much better goals than me with your kids, so feel free to make fun of me for this. But it was like, I never want my kids to be the kids that are out on the court, out on the field, whatever, and a ball comes to them and they can't catch it, right? It's like, I want to make sure my kids can catch a ball. So like with all four of my kids, they've had, you know, footballs, basketballs thrown at them since they were like old enough to stand up basically. And luckily most of them can catch pretty well. So, but having said that, she just never really kind of took off with basketball. We had her playing before we moved back to the ranch. We, you know, and they had like littler kids basketball. I mean, she probably was on her first actual basketball team at like 7, 8 years old, something like that. And so she's played it, but it's probably mostly been because I have made her play. And, you know, 2 years ago, she was on a pretty good team. Still not very many girls, like 7 girls, 8 girls, something like that, I think, on the team. But the team was good. Good girls on that team. And they have an end-of-the-year tournament. And in that end-of-the-year tournament, they made it to the championship. So basically, like, equivalent to our league championship game. And it was a really, really close game. And Kennedy, my daughter, she never got in for a single minute. Not even a single second. And coming from my background, like, and I don't want this to sound arrogant, but like I was never that kid. Like I was the one who never came out of a game when I play, or, you know, when I played. And again, like I totally get if that sounds super arrogant, but it was the truth. Like in basketball, I never came out of the game unless I was like super tired, or, you know, we were up or down by 30 points or something and was getting other kids in. And so as a parent, like it was so like hard for me to watch that. So hard for me to watch that. And any of you parents out there who have kids and maybe you're like an ultra competitor, it is like one of the hardest things in the world to watch your kids go out there and not have success. Or maybe not even not have success, but not even get on the court. Right. And I've coached sports for a long time. And, you know, I coached even basketball for a long time, like 6, 7 years. And I had conversations with parents. So I've been on every angle of this. I've been the player. I've been, you know, the parent. I've been the coach. I've been the coach talking to the parents. Like I've literally been on every angle of this. And when she didn't get in even like a single minute of that game, I was just like, gosh, that freaking sucks, man. Like you feel bad for the kid. But at the same time, having been a coach, it's like, I get it. She wasn't a very good player at that point. You know, she wasn't good enough really to go in and contribute to her team winning. So it's like you got the daddy bear coming out and you being like, put my kid in the game, right? Which all parents do. But then you also have the coach side of it that can objectively look at it and be like, but she's not good enough to be on the floor right now. And that is a very, very difficult thing as a parent to be able to objectively look at your kid and say that. It's very, very hard. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much of a coach you want to be. Like, that is a very, very hard thing to be able to look at your kid and be like, they're not good enough to be on the floor right now. And so after that season, it's like, you know, like, what do you do? What do you do at that point? And like, I promise you, I'm telling you this story for a reason, but you know, it's like, what do you do? Do I be like, gosh, that darn coach should have got you in the game? Well, does that really help? You know, like, again, I've been the coach and I know parents have said that about me in the past, right? Like, oh, coach, if he'd just put you in the game, you probably just scored 30 points. Nope, that's not the case, right? Because one thing about most coaches that I've ever been around, I've ever coached with, they all want to win. And so it'd be pretty stupid of them to keep a player that should be on the floor on the bench, because that would obviously take away from them having the opportunity to win. So if you are a parent out there, don't take any offense to this, but the truth is that if your kid is not playing more, it is probably because of the fact that they will not help the team win due to their lack of skill, attitude, whatever the reason may be. Maybe they don't show up to practice. But that's just a little side tangent, because I hate getting yelled at when I don't play kids. And probably anybody else who coaches have thought that same thing. But having said that, after that game, you know, she didn't play at all. And then last year, she was playing middle school, playing on the A team as a 7th grader. So she was still, I guess, kind of somewhat young to be on the A team at that point. You know, there's a lot of 8th graders, but she wasn't very good halfway through the season. And I'm just like sitting there racking my brain because she was way better than she was the year before, but she's still just passive, not really where she should be, not playing how she should be. And I'm like coach dad, you know, like trying to, I wasn't her coach, but like trying to coach her, you know, as a dad on the side and help her. And then something happened last year about halfway through the season. I took her into the gym and I just kind of got on her, right? And like, not like super hard, but I got on her to the point to where it's like, you have got to toughen up. You've got to be more physical. You've got to be more aggressive. You got to go score the damn ball, right? Because she would do a lot of defense hustle stuff pretty well, but she was just so passive, it hurt her overall game. And then it was like a light bulb flipped over on her. And then she got way better even in the last few games of that year. And then fast forward to this year, 2 years removed, and she's an eighth grader playing up on the varsity team. And truth be told, when we were talking about this because of the lack of numbers on the varsity, if she would go up or not, I thought it would be great for her to go up just because she would be around bigger, stronger girls and it would be good for her to practice. Didn't really think she would probably get much playing time. Didn't know if she was even good enough to ever get on the court this year, to be honest with you. But I also did think for overall growth, it'd probably be good. And then she gets pulled up and she gets some playing time. And then all of a sudden she starts getting better and she gets more playing time. And now she's getting to the point to where she's playing like the majority of the game. And the reason why I take you through the last couple of years, because look, I get it. You're probably like, why do we care about your kid and the playing time or lack thereof, right? Well, the reason why I tell you this is because when this memory popped up of that team from 2 years ago, it was like, oh my gosh, like I totally forgot almost about that. Again, like we get immersed in our day-to-day life, like what happened 2 years ago, we're on to the next thing. And you start realizing that in 2 years, how much growth can happen just in 2 years, right? We're not talking 5 years. We're not talking 10 years. We're not talking 50 years. Just in 2 years, she went from literally not being able to get onto the floor at a middle school game to being the youngest player on the court and playing the majority of the game. Now, we could go in and we could talk about, you know, hard work and effort and blah, 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 right? But the reason why I feel like this is such an important reminder for me and hopefully for all of you as well is because there's a good chance that right now you're building a business. You're in the middle of a business. You are, maybe you're in a career and you just don't see the light at the end of the tunnel because it's not coming fast enough. Because I know that after that game when she didn't get any playing time, ideally in my mind, it's like, let's go to the gym and let's make up for all of these years and blah, blah. And it was like, no. What you have to be able to do though at that point is to just almost like trust the process, right? You have to understand that anything in life takes time. And I don't care how many of these people online say that you can lose 100 pounds in a month or that you can build a $1 million business in 3 months or that you can, you know, have a dream marriage in 5 days or less. Like all of these things are lies, but they are very good marketing pitches, right? Like who doesn't want to have a $1 million business in 3 months from now, right? Like who doesn't want to lose 50 pounds in 30 days, right? Like all of those things are, they sound great, but none of them are realistic. And so what we end up doing is, and it comes back to that quote from Tony Robbins that we overestimate what we can do in a year, but we underestimate what we can do in 10 years. And I even think that we underestimate what we can do in 2 to 5 years. Because I know for us, like within our business as well, if you would have told us a couple of years ago when we were in the middle of just trying to figure out if this thing would work, and then fast forward and say like, oh, now, you know, not only are we selling meat, but we're selling these soaps and these salves and we're using our tallow for all these different things. That's not a shameless plug, by the way, but you can buy them at crossofmeats.com. But I would have never even noticed that. But what we did is we stuck to the process. We kept moving forward with our business. And I will tell you sometimes, guys, when it comes to a business, moving forward does not always mean like one step forward. Sometimes that's like one step forward, 4 steps backwards, but then you take a big step, you know, 5 big steps back and you're just a little ahead of where you were. Like you're always just, you're barely moving forward, but you're still moving forward because you don't quit. And I've seen over the course of my coaching career, like one kid specifically from years and years ago, I remember coming out for 1 year, He was terrible at basketball, absolutely terrible. He didn't get really any playing time, and he quit after 1 year of basketball, and he never played again. Now, look, I get that basketball isn't for some people, and maybe that was the case. But maybe also the case was is that he tried to play basketball for 1 year. He was terrible at it, and he threw his hands up, and he walked away, and he gave up, and he quit. And maybe he could have been a great basketball player if he would have just trusted the process. And he would have known that, look, right now, my games are practice because I'm not going to play in the games. I'm terrible. Every time I touch the ball, I turn it over. Every time, you know, I'm in the game, bad things happen. Like, if he would have had that perspective, and again, he's a young kid. He's not going to have that perspective. And mom and dad aren't going to have that perspective because it's their kid, and they probably never coached and had to deal with the other side of it. But what I guess I want to get at today is that so many of us, when that moment happens that you don't get any playing time in a championship game, when that moment happens that you get smacked in the face in your business, when that moment happens that, you know, the pounds aren't coming off as quickly as possible, you know, you've been sticking to this new diet for 2 weeks and you haven't lost any weight. The reality is that most of us quit too early. Most of us give up when we don't get the playing time. So many of us give up on our diet, on our fitness, on our exercise regimen, any of that stuff, because we've been doing it for a month and we don't see, you know, the vein popping out of your bicep, right? Like, so many of us quit just far too soon. And even though, like, literally that day I was heartbroken for my daughter, it sucked, right? Because she was bummed. And I think any kid that goes through that is like, why am I even playing? There's no point in playing. But like, the only thing that I kept trying to tell her at that point is, you've got to get better, right? Like, I could have lied to her and been like, yeah, your coach is just a jerk and doesn't like you, right? Like, how many times have we had those types of conversations come to us? The reason why I'm not playing more is because coach doesn't like me. Well, at the end of the day, most of your coaches are probably the most competitive people you've ever met, and they're doing everything they can to win. And if you or your kid is going to give them the best chance to win, they're going to be in the game, right? That's it. And so it just comes down to understanding that when those things happen, though, how are you going to respond? Are you going to go chew the coach out and tell him or her or whatever they're idiots because they're not playing your kid? Or are you going to go and you're going to have a conversation with your kid and say, look, we need to get better. Right now we're in the storm and it sucks. It sucks being in the middle of this storm. I agree. I hate it as much as you do. But you know what we can do? We can show up. We can get better. We can get coachable. We can try harder. We can put in more effort, more work. We can do the little things maybe that will get you onto the floor more, you know, hustle on defense, do all those things. And that's what she did. And it's so awesome watching her have success now, not just because I'm happy that she's having success, right? Like, it's awesome that she is having some success at the varsity level as an eighth grader. But the reason why I know I am so proud of her right now is because of where she was just two short years ago. When that memory popped up, that picture popped up, you know, she's made leaps and bounds. And there's probably a good chance you have as well in whatever it is that you're doing. But if you're not making those leaps and bounds, you also have to be honest with yourself and ask why that is. And chances are you're not doing what's required in order to take those next steps. Chances are is that you got comfortable being okay with not getting any playing time. You're not the one putting in the extra work. You're not the one doing the extra things to get better. And again, this is outside of basketball now, right? Like, if your business has been stagnant for 3 years, ask yourself why that is. Is your business stagnant because you've got comfortable just being where you're at? Has your body got, you know, and this is me specifically, right? Like, I went through a period of time where I dropped a bunch of weight and then I got stagnant with it. And, you know, I wasn't maybe as committed to eating as I should be. And I wasn't working out like I should. And that's one of the reasons why, again, like, I did 75 hard, because it's like, I got to whip my butt back into shape. I got complacent. I got okay with being that. And I don't want to do that. I want to continue moving forward, because I know if, as long as I'm moving forward, whether that's my fitness, whether that's the way I'm eating, as long as I'm moving forward, and if that is two steps forward and one step back, I will, in a couple of years from now, be a much better version of myself. And you will be too. If that small step for you today is just to do something that will make your marriage a little bit better, if you continue taking those steps day after day after day, in 2 years from now, your marriage will be unrecognizable. You will be in a great spot with that if you're taking those steps. If you're doing that in your business, it will be unrecognizable. It's the steps that you're taking right now, even though you might be in that storm, even though you might figuratively not be getting any playing time, in 2 years from now, that can be completely different. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty. That's what should give everybody the hope, is that things could be terrible right now. Like, they could be horrible in your business, in your marriage, in your life, in your fitness. You could be 80 pounds overweight. But in 2 years from now, even if you're 80 pounds overweight, in 2 years from now, just by taking steps forward and just by putting in the work, you could have a six pack. Like, you could. There's people who do it all the time. So I want to wrap this episode up by saying that even if you're in the storm, and as long as you keep moving, you will come out of it. Maybe that's going to be in a year from now. Maybe it's in 10 years from now. But what you can't do is throw your hands up in the air, say, I quit, and say, oh, the storm's just too, it's just too bad for me. You know, the coach is just mean. This, you know, enter in whatever other reason, excuse, whatever you want to in there. You can do that. That's fine. But is that really going to get you any closer to your goal? Is that really like blaming everything on the coach? Is that going to help it out? Like, Kennedy, my daughter would not be where she was now if that's what we did. If we would have just blamed the coaches, said coaches are idiots, they can't see your talent. I see it because I'm your dad, but they can't. No. We had a hard conversation and we kept putting in the work with her and kept putting in the work with her. And now it's paying off, and it will for you as well. So, like I said, if you're in the storm, keep moving forward. I don't care if it's inches. Over time, inches will get you miles. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.